Let's get to Tech Talk now. We do this weekly. We get a tip from Eric Shore. He's the president of Secure Future Tech Solutions in Warwick. Eric, you don't know, Sony's in the news. We don't want to that to happen to anybody else. How do you protect your computers? Good morning.
Yeah, that's right. There's some embarrassing emails that have gotten out because people have hacked into Sony. And I think one of the best ways that we can protect ourselves and our businesses is to use good passwords and to have a really strong password policy at the office.
Well, I guess these guys are pretty high level who hacked into Sony. I mean, I don't know that passwords would even protect you there. What are you hearing about that?
That's true. I think over at Sony, the North Koreans had a problem with a movie that's coming out.
Right.
So you're correct. It's much more than that. But for small businesses, I think the best thing that we can do is make sure we're not reusing the same password over and over again on all of our websites. We should really have unique passwords per website.
Don't use the word password. Some people do that. They just put password in. Everybody knows that's a trick.
I can't begin to tell you how many places I go to because I see a lot of different businesses where their password is password, or they keep their password actually on a post-it note attached to their screen or under their keyboard.
Right, and after a while, you get too many passwords. I can't remember some of mine. Now, for example, the one here at the radio station, I forgot it. I wanted to look up something yesterday. I forgot my password.
Well, we all have a bunch of passwords now, so the easiest way to protect ourselves and to use unique passwords is to use a password manager program. There's these really great programs out there now. They're not a whole lot of money, and they manage all of your passwords for you. One of them, for example, is Dashlane. I love Dashlane, and I use it on my Mac and on my iPad and my iPhone, and it keeps all my passwords in sync across all my devices.
But what is it, just a list? I mean, is it do a little more than that? What do these apps do?
It logs in for you. So the password manager program, you have one master password that you keep secret, and then it records all your other passwords and it encrypts them so they're safe, and then it logs into the different websites for you. So you only have to remember one password.
Oh, that's how they work. I was
exactly
wondering. So you get this thing, you put all your passwords in. And then when you go to log on to your bank account, for example, it automatically puts the password in for you?
Yeah, that's right. And that's how it actually makes it easy to have good passwords and unique ones, because you can use a password manager program.
Are these things secure, or do I have to worry about that being hacked?
Well, nothing's 100%, unfortunately, in this world, but it's a lot better than keeping your passwords written down somewhere or keeping them in your computer somewhere for anyone to see.
All right. Eric Shore, he's the president of Secure Future Tech Solutions. He joins me weekly with a Tech Talk tip, securefuturetech.com. Eric, thanks.
Thanks, Gene.